I remember well the night it happened, or it was supposed to happen, Aoife. It was New Year's Eve, 1966. It would be 1965, actually. It was New Year's Eve. And I was there all night, on the night, and on stage, the same night, we had the Cadets show band. And we had a big crowd. And the night passed by. We had the usual festivities. We had balloons. We had all sorts of decorations. And, you know, those times we used to have those little things to give out to people to coming in. You know, paper hats
and streamers,
or streamers and all that kind of thing. And you know, kind of a carnival effect, which was great for the occasion. So the night passed by, as I say. The following morning, I happened to be in town, that's in Mallow, and the very first I knew of this particular situation was when somebody approached me and they said, you know, what's this story about what happened last night at the Majestic? And I asked, what story are you talking about? So they told me about the devil having appeared there the night before. And that was the very first indication that I knew of anything happening like that. But, however, I met several people after that, and they told me the very same thing. So I said, you know, how did it all happen? Because I was there on the night, and I didn't see anything happening.
Nothing at
and
all?
Nothing whatsoever. And nobody said anything to me. So this was like a dream. However, a few days, sometime later, the reports got stronger and stronger as the days went by.
Of course.
And they were so convincing that I nearly had myself convinced eventually that something must have happened. Now, apparently, what did happen on the night was something like this. We had a situation that at 12 o'clock, we would drop balloons down from the ceiling of the ballroom. And we had a lot of balloons hanging as well from the ceiling. And I used to have youngsters up behind the ceiling. And at 12 o'clock, when the festivities would begin, they'd drop the balloons down and people would jump up and try and catch them. See? And apparently what did happen was that in the course of the balloons being dropped and people jumping up, that some guy stood on the foot of some girl and she said, "Get off my hoof." And the result was that apparently people around then took it up and they said, you know, that she was dancing with the devil because she said this. And apparently the girl, well, I don't know whether it's true or false, apparently the girl left the hall there and then.
Was she known locally?
Well, she was on holidays apparently. She was a local girl apparently, all that, but she was on holidays at the time. Obviously, it was Christmas time, you know, being New Year's Eve, and she was obviously home from England for Christmas, and yes, she was a local girl. Kathleen Shine was her name, and in fact, I didn't know the girl myself, but you know. The next thing, a few days after, a week after, 10 days after, reporters started calling to my house and interviewing me about what happened or what was supposed to have happened. And I just explained to them, as I'm explaining to you now, exactly what I knew. I didn't see anything happening. I didn't know anything happened until all these reports started circulating.
But had they any descriptions of the actual devil? Nobody could ever
I asked people, you know, what could you describe what exactly happened? Nobody could.